The Walt Disney Company has announced it will buy major parts of 21st Century Fox for more than $52 billion. Fox News and the Fox TV network will remain separate entities. Emily Glazer is a reporter with The Wall Street Journal, which we should note is owned by News Corporation, one part of the Rupert Murdoch media empire. Emily, Disney already has a huge media empire. Why do they want to acquire these parts of Fox?
It's a great question, Jeremy. You know, media companies like Disney and Fox are increasingly concerned that the biggest competitive threats in the future won't come from rivals, but actually from technology companies like the Netflix and Amazons of the world, among others. And beyond that, Disney CEO Bob Iger wants to strengthen Disney's largest business, television. And it's actually taken a hit as consumers have cut back on traditional cable packages and spend more time with digital providers. Buying Fox would also get Disney's collection of franchises a huge boost. So that's things like Fox's Avatar franchise, X-Men, and let's not forget The Simpsons.
And you mentioned Netflix and Amazon. Should they be worried about this deal, about seeing a bigger Disney as a bigger competitor to them?
I think it'd be silly if they weren't giving the size and scale of Disney, thinking that there's some threat by that. But at the same time, the tech firms are at a great advantage. Netflix and Amazon have built substantial subscription businesses. I watch both of them myself by reaching consumers directly, and they're investing huge amounts of dollars in original programming. So many people talk about how there's just so much content out there now, so many new TV shows, so many documentaries, so many films. And on the other spectrum, there's Facebook and Google, who are winning an overwhelming share of digital advertising dollars.
Now, why does Rupert Murdoch want to sell off this big chunk of 21st Century Fox, but keep Fox News and the Fox TV network?
So my colleagues reported in a front page Wall Street Journal story a few weeks ago that back in October, Bob Iger, Disney CEO, phoned Rupert Murdoch and he proposed a purchase that would hive off, these Fox assets. And what we reported at the time was that these changes in the media landscape had really changed Rupert Murdoch's thinking. You know, he spent decades in his whole career building up this media empire. But there are questions about the family succession plans. Mr. Murdoch is 86 years old. He has two sons, James and Lachlan, that are both in their 40s, and the elevation of them to different roles has hit some roadblocks. We reported at that time that the Murdochs have also questioned whether their company would be big enough in these years ahead to battle, the Netflixes and Amazons and others in this space. So I think it's a bunch of different issues at play here.
Are Disney and Fox likely to see any trouble with regulators over this, especially given that the Justice Department is opposing the merger of AT&T and Time Warner?
It's certainly a question, and my colleagues Ben Fritz and others have definitely weighed in on this. The Justice Department, like you mentioned, has sued to block AT&T's attempt to buy Time Warner, and that signals that a deal where a major content distributor like Comcast or others is heavily scrutinized. So with Disney and Fox, they're expecting there to be scrutiny. What Bob Iger has said is that regulators and lawmakers will, quote, look at this from a consumer point of view, and if they look at it from a consumer point of view, they should quickly conclude that the aim of this combination is to create more high-quality product.
That's Emily Glazer, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.